guys, welcome to my second episode. This is number two. My name is Georgia, and this is the American Dream Podcast. Enjoy. This is painful to say, but it's true. It's something I've been wanting to get off my mind, and I feel like everyone should hear this. Really hear this. You can't help everyone. You cannot help everyone. Some people are just not ready to be great. Like, some people are not ready to reach their full potential. And they will get mad at you for giving them the opportunity to do so. Some people look from the outside and think what you do is so easy and get mad at you because you don't do for them what you do for yourself. I've seen this. Listen, people who believe in their dreams and people who know hard work, they know what it takes to be successful. When someone is giving you an opportunity, it's not because they want to do everything for you. It's because they're giving you a chance to be successful on your own. They're giving you a chance to chase your dreams on your own. So when things go left or things go wrong, don't go blaming that person. Or don't get angry with that person. Because really, all that person did was give you a chance to chase your dreams. You are responsible for the outcome. You fail or succeed your own self. It's funny because I was in the office the other day and we were literally talking about this very subject. I'm a recruiter for the Army National Guard, and as you can probably assume, I run into the situations a lot, right? Situations where I know and I see the potential in people that they don't see in themselves, and I'm trying to break through. I'm trying to make them understand that, you know, you have a real chance at success, or a real chance as using this as a stepping stone, or you know, all these things. And it's like, I was telling one of my buddies, you can bring a horse to the water, but you cannot make it drink. And I've heard this, I can't remember where I've heard it, but it's resonated with me since I've heard it. And a little bit about my background and really like where I get most of my motivation and inspiration from is, listen, I grew up, I was born and raised in Greece, and as a young girl in Greece, you know, it's tough. It's tough because you get a lot of no's. You're not the same, you know. Greece is still like that, unfortunately. Part of it, at least where I was from, small village and the island of Crete, you know, you don't really get many chances at success. You don't really get many opportunities. So when you get one, small or big, you take it, especially if you're a girl. So I learned at an early age to be not a yes man, you know, but to give myself the chance to do things just to find out what I don't like. But like, I've matured from a very early age. You know, I was talking with the adults from, like, I can remember me being 10, 11, 12, sitting in the backyard with my grandparents, just like shooting the shit, like just like having a conversation. And you know, when you hear old people talk, they often talk about regret. They often talk about, like, I wish I did that, or I wish I spent more time on that. I wish I manifested this dream, you know. I wish I believed in myself more. Like, this is what I would have done if I, you know, all these things. And I really heard it as I don't know why, but like, as an 11-year-old, I can vividly remember myself like sitting in the backyard. You know, I'm drinking iced tea. My grandpa's probably drinking some kind of like liquor or whatever. Like, and we're having a deep conversation, and you know, he's like, I wish I was doing this when I was, you know, 20 something. And I was like, why? Like, why didn't you do it? You know, and that's kind of what drives me. My biggest advice to you is capitalize on every opportunity that you get. Make the best out of it. There's no such thing as a bad experience. Every experience is good because you learn from it. And I don't care if you've been tasked to pick up leaves, or if you've tasked with the Homeland Security mission, you better do it to the best of your ability. And it goes back to, you know, the discipline I've learned from the military. However, it is not a hard thing to teach yourself. And it starts now. It starts now with you doing everything at 110% effort. There are people out there right now, as you're listening to this podcast, that are less qualified than you, but doing the things that you want to do, being in the rooms that you want to be in, being in the offices, being on the fields, being in the positions that you wish and you're dreaming of. They're less qualified than you, but they're doing it. Because you know why? Because they believed in themselves. Because they didn't doubt. Because they weren't scared. Because they weren't overanalyzing. Because they weren't thinking about the what ifs. They just did it. Gave themselves a shot. And although they're probably less qualified than you, they got it. Because you're not going to do it. Because you're scared. What does that tell you? How does that make you feel? And is it worth it? Is it worth it to you to sit there and overanalyze and think about this, right? Think about this. You're in the pool with your buddies. There's a diving board, okay? Everybody's going to the diving board. They're diving. It's your turn. You go up the stairs. You're on the diving board. And you are stuck. All of a sudden, you get scared. And you're like, I don't want to jump. I don't know. But your buddies are cheering you on, like, come on, man. Like, you got this. Whatever, right? And you're like, all right, let's go. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. And you freeze. And you can't do it. And you have to turn around and go back down the stairs. Everybody's looking at you like, oh, you loser. Like, whatever. But what happened? You overanalyzed. What would have happened if you just did 1, 2, 3, go. What would have happened? You would have jumped, you would have been fine. It's just a scenario. However, it applies to everyday life. Because when I say it's always go time, I mean it's always go time. I don't care if you're working from 8 to 8 p.m., 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. I don't care if you have 5 kids and you're married and you have a full-time job and you go to school to work full-time. You know, there's just no excuses in today's society because everybody has done it before. Everybody's done it. The things you want to do, someone's done it before. So there's just no excuse to not pursue your dreams. There's zero excuse, truly.
You just got to jump.
You know who I've always admired? I've always admired the doers. The people who walk the walk. They don't just talk the talk. Because there's so many talkers nowadays. There's so many talkers on Instagram and all these platforms. Like, oh, I'm going to do this. I'm doing this. I'm working out. Like, dude, you're all, like, you're a clown. You're a clown. This is theater. Like, you're acting. I've always admired the doers. And we have this saying in the military. And it's called lead the way. And what it means to me and what it means to soldiers is pretty much like lead from the front. When you have a leader, when you're in a mission and you have a leader that talks and talks and talks. But in reality, everything he talks about, he would never do. It destroys morale. It destroys, you know, the respect the soldiers have for that leader just plummets. Like, it doesn't turn out good. And it shows. And you, if you're part of that unit, you feel it in the ranks that there's just no trust in leadership. But if you have a leader that leads from the front, that what he says he does first, right? That he is striving to be the person he talks about and living a life through experience and doing the things rather than just theory. It feels good. It's refreshing to have a leader like that. It's refreshing to have someone who truly leads from the front and does the things they talk about rather than the person that I was talking about before. So I've always admired those type of people. I've always trying to be that person. I try to dig deep. I try to dig deep and find out, you know, what do I need to do? What do I need to do to get there? What do I need to fix or improve within myself to be on that level? And I think that's the biggest thing here, like self-awareness, understanding where you are, what you want to be, and what it's going to take to get there. It's hard. It's hard, and a lot of people get caught up in the journey because what happens is there's distractions. There's distractions, especially nowadays. It's too easy to be caught up in a relationship that holds you back, or to be caught up in toxic lifestyle. You know, the parties and the bars and the... It's just, it's too easy to get distracted. I could sit here and talk about examples all day, but I think you guys know what I'm talking about when I say that distractions are everywhere. And to be focused nowadays, it takes a lot of self-exploration and, you know, finding that little voice within you that says, hey, get up, go work out, read that book, take that seminar, take that class, go one more. Go run that mile. Believe in yourself. You got this. Listen, it's hard, and I get it. But this is why, right? This is why I've called this the American Dream. This is why I made this podcast. Because we're keeping it realistic. I'm not perfect. No one's perfect. But understanding what it's going to take to get to the next level, I think that's as close as you could get to your version of perfection or your version of success. What?